there's been some difficulties in respecting the schedule, but generally speaking, the campaign started very well. Children above 1 year, adults have to be vaccinated in the campaign.
Now, the Haitian health minister speaks of this vaccination as a tool in the fight against cholera. Can you tell us why?
So the reason why the ministers mentioned that as one of the tools is that the first measure is hygiene, hand washing, etc. The second one is chlorination at home. The third one is early treatment. And all those measures are very good, but not always completely efficient. So the vaccine is an additional tool that comes to complement those other measures by ensuring that the population has increased its immunity.
You speak of increasing immunity. What is the efficacy of the vaccine? Does it not make the person immune to cholera?
The vaccine is bringing an efficacy of 65%. So if 100 people have been exposed to cholera and have been vaccinated, 65 of them will not develop the cholera, while 35 of them could develop the cholera. So the efficacy is of 65%, which is very good because it protects 65% of the population, but not sufficient because everybody would like to be completely immune. So it increases immunity, but not completely. Reason why it's so important to have other measures.
Now, you've called on each person to be a leader in the fight against cholera. What is it that you're calling for exactly?
There are three reasons to be infected. First one is through water that is contaminated. Second one is through food that is contaminated. And the third one is by contact from human to human. What we call for is to ensure that the population is aware that by implementing some simple measures, such as, for example, chlorination of the water at home, will protect them from contracting cholera. So it's a promotion to make sure the people is aware that by drinking potable water, they will protect themselves. And that is feasible. In Haiti, the cost of chlorinating the water at home for one family is equivalent to a bit less than $1 for a whole month. So there's a good proportion of the population that can chlorinate this water at home. So the invitation to ensure her leadership in the combat against cholera is to make sure that that population that have access to water can chlorinate it and that can washing their hand and making sure that food is properly preserved so that they don't contract cholera. So the leadership inviting everyone to respect the water chlorinated and hygiene to make sure they don't contract the cholera.
Finally, Dr. Poncelet, can you tell us what are the main challenges in carrying out this vaccination campaign? We know that Hurricane Matthew hit the region and really decimated the infrastructure.
So the main challenges that the Ministry of Health is facing is the first is access to the population. So the hurricane has destroyed roads, bridges, etc. So although many of them have been reestablished, it still remains a difficulty in a large part of the population. The second one is economical one. That population has been seriously affected. More than 80% of the population in the most affected area. So this means access to food because crops have been destroyed. So it's really a big challenge. The third one is related to security, in which there is gangs around or people are in such a difficult position that some are even using and looting some of the trucks while going there. However, there are measures that are taken for that. So there is humanitarian assistance that has been distributed to the area. There is a great work done by the government and great work done by the UN to support that. Also ensuring the supplies arrive. So we have ensured that those supplies arrive in those different locations, ensuring there is a good coordination with the police and some military police. And so to ensure that those security barriers, we are getting over those security barriers. And finally, to ensure that all the training is done in time. And so we have done many of those training before the campaign, and many of them continue to take place now. So we are pretty confident that the Ministry of Health will be able to reach a target